Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Viviana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson, which is free for all of our iTunes listeners. So you can listen to this for free, but be sure to visit our website. Moving on, we have a great topic today. It's called Call You Later.
That's right, Call You Later. And we have a keyword for today,
which is
llamar.
Llamar, which means
to call.
To call. Okay, so let's listen to this dialogue three times. It's very short, and we'll be right back.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Vienes mañana?
No lo sé.
Dímelo ahora.
No, te llamo luego.
Second time.
¿Vienes mañana?
No lo sé.
Dímelo ahora.
No, te llamo luego.
Third time.
¿Vienes mañana?
No lo sé.
Dímelo ahora.
No, te llamo luego.
All right, we're back. So I think he was a little bit busy.
Yes.
With maybe another female companion.
Exactly.
All right. So this is very good vocabulary, very useful situation right here. All right. For boys and girls. So let's take a look at the line by line translation.
¿Vienes mañana?
Are you coming tomorrow?
¿Vienes mañana?
Are you coming tomorrow?
¿Vienes mañana? No lo sé.
I don't know.
No lo sé.
I don't know.
No lo sé. Dímelo ahora.
Tell me now.
Dímelo ahora.
Tell me now.
Dímelo ahora. No, te llamo luego.
No, I'll call you later.
No, te llamo luego.
No, I'll call you later. All right, so we had our key word there, but before we start on that, let's start analyzing this line by line.
¿Vienes mañana?
Okay, we have the verb vienes, which comes from the verb venir, okay? Venir. Well, it's pronounced with the V between your teeth. Yeah. Venir.
Venir.
And this verb is in the second person singular of the present of the indicative form.
That's right.
Right? Venir. And we have the noun tomorrow. Mañana.
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 That means tomorrow. Are you coming tomorrow?
Okay. So even though the verb is in the simple present, it makes reference in English. We can't really translate it literally. So we would say, are you coming tomorrow? But this is not in the continuous form.
No.
Okay. Very good. And what is his answer?
No lo sé.
No lo sé. So we have the negative no.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the verb sé, which comes from saber.
That's right.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about this verb saber and the way it's conjugated here?
Well, here it's as you said, it's an irregular verb. So saber in this case is I don't know, yo no lo sé. So this is like you said as a chunk. Don't try to, you know, to look too much into it. When you don't know something, you can say no lo sé or you can say no sé.
No sé.
When you say that lo, it means that thing. I don't know that thing. So, no lo sé or no sé.
No sé.
Both are correct.
Okay. What about our next line?
Dímelo ahora.
All right. A verb and in command here.
Yes.
Dímelo.
It's in the imperative form. Okay. It's in the second person singular. So, here it's saying, tú dime lo. Okay. So, in a way, it's you tell me lo, it's what.
Okay,
so tell me now.
Very good. And this comes from the verb decir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so dímelo. Tell me now. So ahora.
Yes.
Ahora means now, or it can also mean today, right?
Yes, well.
In not literally, but you can say ahora mismo.
Yes, ahora mismo means like right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Very good. And moving on to our last sentence.
No, te llamo luego.
Okay, again, the negative no. Te llamo luego. So what about this te llamo?
First we have the keyword llamar, but in this case it's te llamo, mm-hmm. Okay? It's in the first person, yo te llamo.
Mm-hmm.
And this te, it means to say I will call you,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
So te llamo, and then we have luego.
Which means later.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, this is in the present form. Translated literally would mean I call later. But in Spanish, it works a little bit differently. It's present, but with future reference. Mm-hmm. Te llamo luego.
That's right.
Right? Because obviously later is in the future.
That's right.
Very good. So let's listen to this dialogue 3 more times and we'll be right back.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Vienes mañana?
No lo sé.
Dímelo ahora.
No, te llamo luego.
Second time.
¿Vienes mañana?
No lo sé.
Dímelo ahora.
No, te llamo luego.
Third time.
¿Vienes mañana?
No lo sé.
Dímelo ahora.
No, te llamo luego.
All right, we're back. So, since our keyword llamar is very important, why don't we give a couple of other examples?
Okay, for example, te llamo después.
Okay, te llamo después. I'll call you later. The same as in this example.
Mm-hmm.
Después or later.
Exactly.
Very good.
No me llames.
Don't call me.
Llámame ahora.
Call me now.
¿Me llamaste?
Did you call me?
So we're giving you some examples of how often do we use llamar. Right.
Right? The first examples were in the simple present and the last one was in the past. ¿Me llamaste?
¿Me llamaste? Did you call me?
Did you call me? All right. So it's a very useful verb and be sure to visit our website on the exercises section and also on the expansion sentences where you can practice a little bit more. And that's all for today. We'll see you guys there on the website and until next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.